someone, you care for someone, then you've been faithful.
You've been faithful, okay.
Yeah. You've been caring.
Caring.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, my brother, my sister. Let's stop there. Let's go to the next one, joy. When joy is a name of people, but let's start from joy. Let's look at Brother Matthew. What is joy? What do you understand by the word joy?
Oh, when you find something that it makes you happy.
It makes you happy. Joy makes you happy. Let's take somebody. Joy. Let me pick another adult here to the Aebu protocol. Brother Paul. Joy. Okay, something that makes you happy, something that makes you just elated in your spirit. All right, let's go to the next one, peace. This man is a paramilitary. What do we mean by peace? In terms of Christian life, peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peace is the presence of
God, tell us the way you know it.
Yeah, it is atmosphere of peace, you know.
Okay, atmosphere, yes. Thank you, my brother, yes.
Having a quiet disposition in everything you do.
Having godly quiet disposition. Wow. Excellent. Having godly quiet disposition in everything you do. Quiet, godly quiet. Thank you, sir.
Peace means absence of war.
Absence of war. Absence of quarrel. Absence of crisis. Excellent, sir. All right.
Another example.
Yes, sir.
Peace is when you have fulfillment.
Peace is when you have fulfillment. Thank you. You are present. You don't have fulfillment. Excellent. You know, I think this is better than preaching. So everybody's getting something. Let's go to the next one before we go into application. Long suffering. Long suffering. Okay.
Endurance.
Endurance. And our sister say endurance. Okay, ma'am.
Showing patience when someone has wronged you.
Being patient even when somebody has wronged you. Somebody has, there's a young man there, Daniel.
Self-discipline.
Self-discipline. Self-discipline. Excellent. All right. Is somebody else raising up hand? Perseverance. Staying on. Yes, sir.
Tolerance.
Being tolerant. Everyone is a professor here. Excellent. All right, let's take the two before we go to the general discussion. Goodness. When you say goodness, what do we mean by goodness? Goodness. Anyone? So that I don't need to call. Goodness. Yes, Uncle Matthew.
Something that is pure and can benefit from it.
Something that is pure, you can benefit from it. Excellent. Goodness, you can benefit from it. Any other person? Goodness, you can benefit from it. Goodness, something.
Something that is right.
Something that's right. Yes, ma'am. Moral excellent. Thank you, ma'am. Moral excellent. Moral excellent. Excellent. Let's go to the last one. Faith. Faith. Yes, Uncle. Yes.
Faith means when you have belief in something.
You believe in something. You believe something will happen. Excellent. Any other person on faith? Any other person on faith? Yes.
When you have confidence in something that you can't even see, you can't touch.
When you have confidence in something you cannot see, you cannot touch. Give me Hebrew 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. What did he say? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you have faith in it, you have not seen. Excellent. Now go back to Galatians 5:22. So now it's a family day. And the team, what I sent to everybody on your WhatsApp, if you receive my WhatsApp messages, and I sent it yesterday. Is still my status. Improving the fruit of the Spirit in our home. Improving the spirit. So if we are not saying it's not in our home, how as a family do we improve it? Okay? So what we want to do is take it one by one. Let us limit us. If we can finish this, we have tried. So how do we improve love in our family, in our home? How do we improve love? Please, I want people to talk. Let's take it one by one. Yes, ma'am.
Like coming together.
Coming together.
Discussing about the word of God.
Discussing about the word of God.
And if there's an issue between mother and children, they talk about it.
If there are issues between mother and children, they talk about it. Thank you, ma'am. Any other one? How do we improve love? You have family. I mean, family that are young, it may be forcing love. You know, you force them to do it. But you get to an age where you cannot force it. In my home, it's difficult to force love because we have people grown up, people who are taller than us, people who earn more money than us. And so, so yeah, there's a limit to what your control can be. How do we improve love? Yes, ma'am.
Communication.
Communication, okay.
We need to communicate in the family. So if you've done something wrong, I need to speak out, because if you don't speak out, if you don't communicate, that error will continue. But if you communicate, like those days when I used to work in NHS, I still work in NHS, but when I was working in the ward, I always tell my mom that, even my husband, my mom would say, oh, now you're married to NHS. Because when I'm coming, after doing a long day or night shift, that height you don't want to see. And again, you know, people with IBMI, by the time I do my shukuru eyes like this, everybody wants to run away. So I'm communicating something negative. But if you don't know how, so maybe I come to church and say, ah, honey or mommy, why are you squeezing your face? Then I will say, ah, it's not about you. I'm tired. Then because we can, because of that, the way she do her eyes, I'm not going to talk to her. She's squeezing eyes to me. But if I communicate, you show me love by asking me, then I will be able to tell you that this is it. But if you don't communicate, then everybody will be saying, I'm not talking to her, I'm not talking to her.
Thank you so much. God bless you, man. So, yes, let's give it to our beautiful sister there. I have so many beautiful sisters.
In a family, I think
I don't know about you.
Improve love. When a family have similar traditions, they have the same values, your goals align together, you know, you can also improve love through that form as well.
Your goals align together, you have the same tradition. We need to break that down. That tradition, what do we mean by tradition? You may mean, because tradition to everybody different. Tradition may be, I am an Ijesha man, Ijesha tradition, or what tradition?
Obviously, Father, you're in your family together, it's the same tradition. You have the same belief.
Values.
The same values.
Values. The same goals. The goals to see everybody succeeding. The goal to see everybody moving forward. Thank you, my sister. I just want to elaborate so that people do not take tradition to be, oh, it's a tradition of the village I came from. But the values that the family takes together. So if a value is, oh, our values in this place is, we need to be this. Okay, thank you so much. Yes, sir. Brother Moses.
Love can be improved in the family by being able to make sacrifice for each other.
But excellent. Making sacrifice for everybody. Children, listen to this. Brother Goki, want to talk. But before Brother Goki going to talk, now, making sacrifice for everybody is something. Look here. For example, now, this woman has made all her life sacrifice for this young man. Do you believe that? She made all her sacrifice for that other young man. Okay? There are some things she wants to enjoy. Oh, because I have children, I will not. So, you know, where some parents get frustrated is when those children are supposed to make sacrifice. They don't. And they still expect the mother to continue making further sacrifice. So it is everybody making sacrifice. That, let me give you something, an example in my house. when we have dinner, we have lunch or whatever, we leave some food on the table for those who are not there with us. Okay? So it may be like two or three are absent. So we expect, okay, we make a sacrifice to leave food for the two or three. If one showed up, don't finish it. Do you understand? So somebody will now come and finish everything, not minding the other two. So the question is, we sacrifice for you. Why are you not sacrificing for others? Are we learning anything, young children?
Yes.
And okay, thank you. Brad, okay, yes.
When you have a relation with someone in your family?
When you have a relationship in with somebody. Thank you, my brother. Everybody, we should have a relationship. Okay? And we need to communicate that relationship. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's leave the joy side and go to peace. How do we maintain high level of peace in the family? Especially when the children are growing up. Especially when the values are getting different. I'm going to explain this. My expectation for Jeremiah is the expectation I have from him since he was born. Eh? But his value is changing every day. He's a teenage boy now. Okay? He possibly don't value everything. I value the way I value it. How do we maintain peace in this changing children's life? Because we are dealing with family life. Don't get me wrong. Sister Ekene has good number of boys in the family. Okay? But they are changing. And you are discovering that the four of them are not the same. So, how do we maintain peace?
Okay, in my own point of view, as I have them growing, I always call them in order.
Okay.
Because you find out that the way this person understands things is not the way he understands things.
Okay.
And I always tell them, because you are the senior, minding your age, don't always try to see Toby acting the way you're supposed to act. I think it's a more of communication.
Okay.
Trying to bring up points, okay. Like ideas, sharing ideas in a way that they will understand it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, my sister. That, okay? Talking to them at their level, speaking to them. Okay, yes, sir. You want to say something?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, I'm going to use family, or more or less like a Nigerian family as an example. There's something parents do that scatters the peace in the house, really.
Okay.
When you have issues with, if you have like two or more children, and you have issues with one of the child, you leave that one and go and meet the remaining two. So that other one is neglected. So in a way, that is causing, that is scattering the peace in the family. You have to make them understand that each of your siblings, you can act as a mediator between the parents and the child. So if one parent is having issues with another with the child, with one of the children, you that they are talking to, act as a mediator and settle the matter.
Okay.
And don't just neglect the other one. So in a way, communication matters, basically.
Okay. So if mama is fighting AK, and mama pick Agatha as the best friend, Agatha should mediate and resolve the issue. Not say, hey, thank God. I get more attention.
I get more food.
That's what happened. God, I get mommy attention. We can deal with Barake. He's been misbehaving before. Let's leave her on our own. No, I'm only giving the example. I'm not saying that's what happened in your home. You understand? Thank you for that example. It is the one that are not involved mediating. Okay, Sister Jumoke is angry with the little girl. The boys come, Mom, no, don't do that to her sister. Let's sort it out. If you want to slap her, slap her. Let it end there. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you. All right, another, yes, ma'am. Oh, Baraba, sorry.
I would say the greatest peace of all would come when they respect for one another.
Respect for one, excellence, sir. Respect for one another. That is where the greatest respect comes from. When there's full respect for one another. Sis, yes?
Family.
family as well, aside from communication, we need to create a safe space for people. You know, like in some families where you can't, if you feel a certain way, you can't come out to express yourself, you're being shut down, you can't give your thoughts and things like that. And that can cause chaos, you know, if you are not allowed, if you are feeling some type of way, you need to be able to give room for someone to be able to express themselves.
Okay.
Give a safe space for someone to communicate within the family. And if you have that, that will also bring about peace.
So that when somebody is feeling someone, yes, understand, hear the person out.
Yes.
Understand the person, understand what the person is going through, so that your mediation become better. Because at times, the victim may be the victor. Do we understand? The one they say is the victim may be the victor. Because I may come to daddy and say, daddy, if you see what your sister do, I hate it. And she support me. Not knowing I'm actually the one bullying the sister. So it's better to say, okay, always hear the two sides of the story. Always hear the two sides of the story in the family to maintain peace. Yes, my brother, Toby.
Setting limitations and boundaries so that there's no conflict in the household.
Setting limitations and boundaries. Every home needs limitations and boundaries so that there'll be no conflict. Okay, if I know your limit and the moment I step over your limit, then you know I've crossed the boundary. Thank you so much for that. So how do we set limit and boundary in the home? Is that what you want to talk about? Okay, let me just explain that. The limit and boundary is there are rules. Every home has their rules. So, for example, okay, our family, we pray 8 o'clock p.m. Maintain the consciousness. Don't continually break it. Okay? If you go out, return back home before 10. Don't constantly, if you are going to break it, make some communication. Okay? So that when there are rules and limitations, then you are able to maintain peace. Yeah, Mama, you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say that we should be able to hands off to say, I did this. Because like even yesterday, somebody was talking about sugar. And everybody know who takes sugar in my house. So the way he was talking about the sugar, I know who he was talking about. Then Jeremiah said, Daddy, no, it's me. It's because everybody, and they know that when they are talking, mommy will say, But it's good to hold on, because the one that was talking, he was just saying, mommy, you know, this sugar is not good. You need to talk to your son. And the way he was talking, I'm getting upset already. Why do you always talk about this boy? Anyway, it's good to hold on, because if you don't hold on, you do. Jeremiah say, Daddy, I'm sorry. It is me. So when we do something wrong in the house, because we know that, it's this person that always do this thing. But you are the one that do it. Better own up and say it is me. Instead of not causing problem, because it will remove peace in the house.
So admitting you're wrong. When you are wrong, admit it straight away. So that fight does not, peace is not tampered with. Because the moment you don't answer up and say, no, I am wrong. The tendency of every human being is to blame somebody. Oh, is somebody here? Is this? Is that? I'm beginning. Yes, brother.
I was just gonna bring up an example of us growing up, well, our family growing up. One thing I enjoyed about my parents, now I enjoy it. It's not back then I enjoyed it, but as they were diligent in everything they did, like you know, when it comes to like having conversations with you every single day, trying to just work out how you're doing and stuff like that. Sometimes you don't realize at the time. I need this kind of talking. Sometimes you're even rubbishing the talk. You want to get it over and done with and move on. But they were diligent with it at the time. And because every one of us are different, all of us have different conversations, we're going to want to express it to them differently. It's not like, they're going to sit down and talk to me, just for me, Precious, Jeremiah, at the same time. We're all different ages. We're all having different experiences in life. They might not know if they decide, let's treat you all as a group. It was, sometimes I used to rush it. He would be like, my dad would be like, Dari, come to my room, I want to talk to you. You'll seem like, I'll be like that at first. But nowadays it's like, okay, I'm coming. Because you realize he has time for you in his busy schedule, pastor, church, everything like this. He has t- time for you and stuff like that, they'll enjoy it. I'm pretty sure as the kids grow up, they'll enjoy that more.
Thank you. What I picked from very important thing is treat every child as individuals. Don't group your children together and blast them together. Treat them understand the significance and the strength of each of those kids and deal with them with their strength. Thank you so much. You have some house, some kids are so neat, some are. Yes, sir.
Peace can be maintained in the family by learning the spirit of how to let go of a thing.
Thank you, Bramos. How to let go. When you are hot, let go. They are your children, they are your brother, they are your sibling, let go. Because if you keep on boiling, you will damage the things that has been built for a long time. How many of you read news in Dagenham, First Avenue? Where the man stabbed the wife and two children, age 8, age 2. It is boiling, not be able to maintain peace. Okay? Just in our Dagenham, First Avenue, it's all on the news on Friday evening. So what I'm saying, that's what family time like this are very important. Okay, let's go to one more. Let's do two. We'll take you five minutes. Let's go to long suffering. Because we are out to maintain fruit of the spirit in the family. Long suffering. How do we maintain? Yes, sir. Training your mentality, Jehovah. These are professors. Training your mentality. I put something on my WhatsApp message for those who watch, who care to look at it once in a while. I said, let your brain speak louder than your mouth. Your mouth should not speak louder than your brain. Process it very well before your mouth vomit. Because in my language, they said, your words are eggs. The moment it is broken, you cannot gather it together. Thank you. The first one, long suffering is for you to train your mind. Train your mind. Yes, any other one? How do we maintain long suffering in our family? Anyone? By speaking up. I'm hot. I need help. Hey, somebody's out here alone. Can you help me? You will do that along with. Well, let's go. Maintaining long suffering. Maintaining long suffering. Okay? Any other one?
You need to know when. Like using the words of when, how, knowing what, the approach to use, when to speak, and how to maintain it.
Know when, how, and why. You need to know when, how, and why. Okay, so long suffering. Jeremiah, can you get that slide for me? We are the one on long suffering, if you can get it. The long suffering, you're talking, just go straight to the long suffering one. I want to read something there quickly. Keep on going. Okay, just leave it if you cannot get anything. I put one there. So what I mean is, when we try to have self-control so we don't spoil games or cause trouble at home, when we try to control our temper so that we don't say things in a moment of anger that hurt others, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to be active in our life. When you have issues with somebody, don't fight to win. Fight to settle. The problem in the home is we want to fight to win. Fight to settle. Number two, don't be in a quarrel that you must leave your opponent defeated. Always fight that even if the opponent will lose, let them lose with their dignity. Even if your opponent will lose, let them lose with their dignity. It will walk a long way. It's like football field. Let's say Arsenal is playing Liverpool and Liverpool decide to beat Arsenal 22-0. If you want to beat them, just beat them 1-0. Or 2, Arsenal will win, don't worry. Arsenal is winning today. Arsenal is winning today. We are not talking football, Pastor. I know Pastor is happy because he's anti-Arsenal. That's a family matter issue. That is why Chelsea lost yesterday. Yes, sir. Oh, there are two Chelsea. Oh, my, you know me. All right, sir. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to add in long-suffering. Long-suffering means patience. Long-suffering means perseverance. In trying to act as a mediator in the family, just like you said, you need to have patience to listen. Even after hearing from two sides, don't just judge immediately. Process what they've told you. Figure out a way. In order, like you said, in the family, there's no winner, there's no loser. We just have to understand each other. So find a way to resolve the issue without hurting any party or hurting anybody in the family. So that's where long suffering comes in as patience.
Thank you so much. Now let's take, uncle.
One thing I've taken from my family especially is we've become pacifists. There's no point in us even resorting to physical violence or anything like that. One, because me and my brother were two big people. If we decide to fight, who's going to stop us? So it just makes it just not worth it anymore. There's no point in half the time. If me and my brother are angry at each other, we just huff and puff, and then we walk our separate ways. About 3-4 hours later, we'll come and say, "You're all right," and then we're fine. We've learned that from our family. Just don't hold any grudges. Let go of everything when you can. If you're angry at that point in time, walk away. There's no point. There's no point doing anything. There's no point making any kind of action. Eventually, you guys will come to each other. You've grown up together. You know each other. You know you can have a tantrum. You can do whatever you need to do just to get rid of that anger at that point in time. But
thank you. Thank you for that example. Let's take the last. I want us to talk about this, and then we'll round up for today. This, we talk about this for 4 or 5 minutes, and then we take questions. That many people with questions. Faith. How do we improve faith in our family? Not the faith as a person. Faith in the things of God. Faith. Then how do we improve faith in our home? Yes, anybody? Yes, to me.
Building trust in members in your family, and that means having 100% confidence in that.
By building confidence in the member of your family, so you have 100% in what they say, which means if I will extend what he has said, is that I know my wife cannot hurt me. So I know it's not possible for my children to hurt me. Okay? Don't get me wrong, family can hurt each other. Don't throw that away. But the way you build your family and you have related with your family, you will know this one will defend me even if I'm asleep. Okay? So thank you, Brother Toby. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Family coming together to study the Word of God can also build faith in the family as well.
Studying the Word of God, having the same understanding of the Word of God. Thank you. Any other person? Yes, sir.
Just to improve on what she said, faith as a fruit of the Spirit, it's not just the normal faith. In order to improve on it as a family, you also have to teach them how to pray. Because if there's one thing I've seen about my mom, is that every morning and every night before she sleeps, you always meet her kneeling down, 15 minutes, no disturbance, nobody disturbs her, she prays. So seeing that growing up, you would understand that there's an importance to prayer, there's an importance to talk to God. So that improves faith, and knowing that, okay, your parents have someone that they consult, they have God that they consult and they speak with. So that improves faith, basically.
Okay, so you're talking of leading by example. I have 2-3 people that have not spoken at all. I'm coming for you. Those who have not spoken. Yes, Mama.
In improving faith, as we all say,
do together as a family. Something happened, Ajoke came with Bible. And I was really, you know, it really touched me. Because anytime she's around, we do Bible study in the house. So we ask her to read a chapter. Even when everybody is reading four chapter, we'll just say, okay, read one or two. And it has improved our faith that when I'm coming to grammar, I need to have my Bible. So when I was, even when she didn't bring anything, when I was checking, I saw Bible, I said, God, thank you. So in that, we have improved our faith that, you know, you need to study, you need to know what God is.
Amen. Sister, thank God, let's hear from you. Give her mine. I'm coming for those who have not spoken. So don't go for to toilet now. Faith, yes. Faith in the family.
Okay, faith in the family. Learn to what?
Toby.
Not Toby. Sister Anita, yeah, said about family coming together to study. And at the same time, sometimes as a family, there's something you're trusting God, apart from, you know, studying the word and all that. If you have the same mindset
about that thing,
and everybody's focused towards it, despite whatever challenges, understand, we're having the same mindset.
Thank you so much. That's a very good point. When there's a challenge in a family, everybody believes towards the same point. No divided mind. You are praying together. You are trusting God together. Yes, Mommy Sarah.
Faith is what you believe in. For example, for my situation, when I was so down, my son didn't believe. I said, I'm not going anywhere. You were there. I said, I'm not going. About 3-4 ambulance came. He keeps saying to my brothers and sisters, she's so stubborn. She won't go. I said, it's my faith. And I stood to it. I'm just giving an example as a
thank
family.
You. Yes. Thank
since then, my kids knows that.
Their mother have a rugged faith. Yeah.
They don't joke with me.
Oh, the rugged faith. Thank you so much. God bless you. Bless you, sister. Shame. I'm still coming for one or two people. Let me give Sister Shame. That's Sister Shame. Olua Shame for me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe we can improve faith in the family by getting to know our family members, taking time to know their character. It would help us to be able to build better trust in them.
Okay.
So that even when someone tells you they've done something, you can vouch that they would never do that, even before you've heard from them.
Thank you. Understand the changing nature of your children as they are growing. As they are growing, understand their changing nature. Don't stop believing what you believe when they were 5 years old. I have children grown. I can lead by example. Every year, their character changes. So I watch them. I look at their friends. They know when I talk, I will say my own. No. But now, before, they don't get close to me. If you get close to me, I will slap you. So they go outside. Now, I'm the one who go back as because they are bigger than me. Yes, my sister.
Okay, I think another thing that contributes to the growth of faith is testimony.
Testimony, excellent.
Because when there are testimonies,
we overcome.
Yeah, even when you don't think, even when you never thought of this thing works, because somebody has testified that this kind of thing works, that also builds your faith to say, oh, let me do as she or he testified.
Amen. When you share your testimony, say, no, I am a testimony. God did this in my life. He can do it for you. Excellent, my sister. Yes, brother. Okay.
Yeah, and I think one other thing as well that can improve faith in a family is encouraging words to each member of the family. I think somebody was talking about how if a family is passing through challenges and, you know, they come together and they talk together. So something just occurred to me and I said, you know what, as a family, you can always encourage each other in faith. If there's a challenging situation that the family is passing through, somebody can take on the onus to always call on, check on each family member. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? Don't worry, it will be fine. Words of encouragement, words of affirmation, praying together, reading the Bible together can also encourage that family and build their faith more and more in God.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Brother Moses.
Praise God.
Pastor,
no faith is what we don't see.
Yes.
But we believe.
Yeah.
What is our belief? Now, I want to take myself as an example. When I was protesting my coming to this place, coming to UK, after spending a lot of money for several months, all my family was like, do you think that this thing you are doing, is it not a 419 or whatsoever? I was like, but I just believe, I have faith that I check everywhere, all the places I send money. I tell, who is to be me? Who is 419 me? Who? I was like, no. After expecting my visa, they said they want to do interview. I called different people. They said, nobody called. Nobody said they want to do interview. They collected. They accepted. They gave them their visa. I was like, why me? But I still believe that. So, in one way or the other, that visa got reviews. When I received it, I was like, I was being denied. So, every member of the family said back. They said, no. So we've been telling you that this thing is not genuine, it's not real. So I received a mail again that I should reapply. To reapply is not for mouth now. No money. So then I was confused. Should I go forward or should I go back? But my spirit keep on telling me that I should go forward. Lo and behold, I look for money everywhere. I got the money. When I apply, will you believe within a week I received the visa? It been accepted.
Amen.
In fact, when I tell the family, they said it's not possible. Yeah, the agent doing this, I told him that they made me that I should come and get my travel document that is accepted. The man said it's not possible. But because of my faith, yes, I believe that it will be possible. Amen. When I got the thing, I even called my agent that, see, I've received this thing. See, he still doesn't believe. He said I should snap it and send it. not until I send it to him. That was when he said, congratulations. Just because of my faith, that's because of my belief, that is why this thing is.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you so much for that. That was a brother in the church who was applying for student visa renewal. And they refused that him 3 times. And we start praying in the church. We pray and say, and God told, so he kind of told me that we'll give it. And I said, we'll give it to you. And he sent it in. And they gave him indefinite stay. He was to renew student visa. They gave him indefinite stay. Brother already left the house he was living so that immigration would not come and pick him. I think it was about 9 months later that the landlady located him. When you have letter from home office, I said, don't worry about it. He said, this letter look different from the one you used to get. When he opened it, he called me, said, Daddy, this is not real, it's not true. I said, would they give you indefinite stay? He said, it's not true. He said, I didn't apply for it. I said, forget for what you applied for. No. That brother is still in this country today. So what I'm saying is, God can do, when your faith is strong, listen to me, if I pray with you and I release the word God speak to my spirit, whether you believe it or not, doesn't change my mind. What I believe keeps standing. God bless you, my brother. Yes, Sister Annie.
What I want to say is, aside from the definition of what faith is or what the Bible say is, to me, faith in God and the way I build my relationship with God every day is just me knowing that I can never be stranded.
Amen.
That God will always take care of me. Like if I'm in the situation where there's chaos happening around me, I have that faith that because I am there, nothing can go wrong. I can never go out the day the road is hungry. So that's what faith is to me.
Amen. Amen. Excellent. Brilliant, Sister Annie. Now let's take one or two, three questions, maximum three questions, on what we have discussed today. Like we said, it's a family day. We hold it once every 3 months. To me, this has been a very big success today. Does anybody have questions related to faith? Even if it's not related, let something in the family that it may not be to you, it may be to somebody else. Any question? I only received one question. I will ask my question towards the end. Okay. Oh, Pastor wanted to make a comment or a question.
Well, all of these fruit of the spirit that have been said, and everybody is giving wonderful and lovely answers. I want to ask, and we know, and we discussed that, okay, how can we improve it in the family? So I want to ask, all of these fruit of the spirit we've been giving wonderful answers to, what is our responsibility to them all in order to act it out? Because we can give answers, we can say, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. But moment we come, situation we warrant it, that we test that thing we've been saying. So what is our responsibility as a family, an individual that makes up a family, to this fruit of the spirit?
So if I put that in a simple word, how as a family can we practically sustain fruit of the spirit in the family? What practical things will you as a person? It's easier to expect every other person to do. How do we sustain fruit of the spirit in the family? Any word? Yes, sir.
Yep. By implementing love.
By implementing love.
Perseverance.
Yeah.
Patience. I think with this, you can, things can be sorted. You know, I believe, because without love, there is no way peace can reign.
Can it? Okay.
Respect will not even stand.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I would say by wisdom. Now, this morning, when I was praying for service, the Lord just told me, through wisdom, a house is built. By knowledge, it is established. He now said, by understanding, the rooms are filled with all pleasures, all precious and pleasant riches. He now said, a wise man is strong. He now said, a man who is knowledgeable increases in strength. Now, sometimes ago, I realized this, that wisdom is applicational. You apply it. Knowledge is informational. And understanding is revelational. Now, with all that has been said so beautiful, if they are not being consciously applied in any family, you will just know them theoretically. They won't work. So wisdom is applicational. And the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Thank you. Wisdom. So, think before you act. Act with love. Don't ignore the family. Don't be silenced about it. Like I said the other time, let your brain speak louder than your mouth. Let your brain speak louder than me. Process the information before you act. Any other contribution or questions? Yes, sir.
I just wanted to answer another Pastor. Point to what Pastor asked, talking about how we can apply all these fruits of the Spirit. The most important and key part for you to be able to apply fruits of the Spirit is by not deserting the house of God. Mm. Because the house of God is the fountain where you come and take. And when you take is when you take back to your house in order for you to be able to apply those fruits of the Spirit. You cannot just sit in your house and the fruit of the Spirit will be there with you. You have to come to somewhere to get it and go and apply it in your house. Yeah. So please, the key part is that we should all encourage our family members to always be in the presence of God at every opportunity that we have to.
Thank Amen. You so much, my brother. Any other contribution? Oh, okay, question.
Pastor has asked the question in that so many ways that I may not ask question anymore. Because my question is, what will you do if any of these things is compromising?
Okay.
What will you do when your faith is shaking? What will you do? But upon all, we start with love. If you don't have love, you may not have joy. If you don't have love, no peace. If you don't have love, this long suffering, you can't have it. Gentleness, you can't have it. goodness is far from that person. But at times, faith is shaking again. But when you now remember the love of Christ, it makes your faith to be strong. Because you will know that if God died for me on the cross of Calvary, then it improves your faith. And somebody has said again, testimony of others will prove your faith, that if God can do this sister's one, he will not forget me. Because at times all these things can shake. That was my question. Faith can shake. Because when you have stand so long on a mountain and the mountain refuses to come down, everybody come, they know you with your problem. The woman with the issue of blood. But her faith help her say, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I know that God will heal me. So I want to believe that all these things, it can shake. But the only thing that will help us is the love of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, the question, only question I received online, that's what I went to look at. Where there are people watching us online from Africa. And so somebody who watched the last session sent a question when he received this. Okay, he said, should anybody die for the family? No, let me explain. I said, when you are doing everything to maintain peace and the fruit of the Spirit in the family, and you know that they are just draining you, and they are doing everything for you to just die. It's not that they want to literally kill you, but the way they are draining from you, mentally, emotionally, financially, you have become unstable because they have not taken their own place. He said, should I die since Jesus already died? Any question? Any answers? I tried to answer, but I said to the person, yes, sir.
So just like Bro Michael said, wisdom in the is the principal thing, yes? And in all of this fruit of the Spirit, there's no stupidity inside. So as a family, we have to understand that you can only do too much. You can't carry everybody's problem. You can't do everything. You can't
problem doesn't finish.
You are not Jesus Christ. Even Jesus Christ that has come to die for them, if they cannot reason that one, then there's not much you can do. You can only try, but you can't kill yourself.
Thank you so much. I know the person will be here. Is there any contribution to that too? Yes, sister. I mentioned your name first, I forgot. Huh? Chidiman, yes. It's like Chidiman.
Okay. We need to understand that we are all human.
Yeah.
And based on these fruits mentioned, there's a spirit behind it. That's the Holy Spirit. There are times when situation hit us and we find ourselves not having to exhibit what we have said. So we need the Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us when maybe there are situations, because we cannot just carry it. So that's the spirit behind it that can only, that's the only spirit that can let us fulfill those fruits.
Those fruits. Thank you so much. You need, when things are tough, go into prayer. When things are not the way you want, go to God. Okay? When family disappoint you to the level that you're almost killing yourself, go to God. Like Brother Michael said, use wisdom. Like I said, let your brain act faster than your mouth and your wallet. Okay, you want to say something? Yeah, Hallelujah.
Yeah, Brother Michael mentioned about applying wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing. Situation like that has to do with family. I've been in such, thing in the past. And I think it's the time to just shut down from family. You're not fighting, because you need to get yourself to be able to give or to help out. So I think it's the time to step back, work on yourself, and then come back.
Okay. It's time to step back. Huh? If they drain you and they're opening seven places in your tap, get the weather, seal it up. Eh? Maintain, because I've realized one thing. Those that drain you are the ones who will abuse you. That what is his usefulness self? What has he achieved? What has he achieved? You know, but the fruit of the Spirit, I still love you. In my family, they know me. When there's a lot of people knows one story about me that hurt me terribly. The only person that I'm not going to explain into detail, it becomes so, the relationship becomes so terrible. At some point, I have to shut that. I have to just step back. If you need me, come for me. Mm-mm. And when I step back, the last trip I went to Nigeria, I was telling people, the person now was trying to reach out to me. I said, Father, thank you. But every time I try to reach out, come with opposition, conflict, fighting, shouting, you lose your dignity. The Lord will help us in Jesus. Has anybody learned anything today? Please, let's take this key word home as we pray. Key words and our key things that I want you to pray. Value. Value yourself. Value yourself. You are not the second Jesus. Oh. Value yourself. You are still here. That is why they are praising you. This is why men who help everybody die faster than everybody. I can do it. They want somebody want to carry load upstairs. You are the one go carry. They want somebody to a block drain. You are the one. They want somebody to think. You are the one who can think. Everything, it is you. That's why men die quickly. There are women who does that in the home. There are some women, they will can paint. They will carry saw. They will saw wood. You know, they don't live long. Value your life. Value people in the family as well. Value people who have been big help to you. Value is very important. Number two is respect. If you don't respect me, no matter the love you are showing to me, I'm not going to take it. You understand what I'm saying? You are saying, oh, I have faith in you, but I know there's no single respect. So respect. Respect yourself first, respect others. And the family, everybody should respect everybody. The youngest in the family should be respected by the oldest. They are individual, their personality. Okay, you don't know what that little child will become tomorrow. So that respect should be for everybody. One of the biggest challenges in the black race is respect. We only respect those who have money. We only respect those who are in power. And when others you have not respected, you have disrespected, when they come up, they won't listen to you. Because when I need you a little respect from you, I was not getting anything. So respect is another thing. Number three is honor. Give honor unto whom honor is due. Give honor unto, honor is important. In all this, in the home, there should be honor. Children, for you to live long, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. If you don't honor them, you have cursed yourself. It's not, when I say children, including you, I'm a child. But I am lucky I don't have father and mother anymore. But I have spiritual father, I have spiritual mother. That I honor them. Honor. So honor people. Honor is what is lacking in this generation. When you see little child because they carry iPhone and they can have girlfriend. No, have you seen all those 15, 16? Because they carry iPhone that you carry. They have a girlfriend who they cannot maintain. They will disrespect the mother and listen to the stupid girl. No, I've been a teacher. I've been out for so long. I understand what I'm talking about. They disrespect. Honor. Please, everyone here, under the sound of my voice, honor people. People that deserve honor. What honor give back to you is more than what hard work give to you. Because it's a seed. You sow it, you reap it. Number last is humility. I'm not talking of false humility. I'm talking of true humility. Throw arrogance into the bin. Arrogance, throw it to the bin. That, listen, we are all in UK. There's nobody you are forming for in UK. Even you form for them in Nigeria. That's what. Listen, how will I form for Abbas, for example? Do I know? So I open my car. I'm closing. I'm what do you call it? I'm only the door and point so that they will know that's the car I brought. That I'm the owner. I'm close to it. Do I know the car he has placed under offer? So maybe next Sunday he parked the Lamborghini beside that my car. Then what will I say? No. You understand? Humility. Don't not force one. Be humble. Go and hit humble pie. No matter the money you have, no matter the number of houses you have in UK, no matter the influence you have in UK, be humble. What will take you to the next level is humility. I work in an hospital in Nigeria. I was everything. I will drive combi. I will clean with them. When there is no nurse to support an operation, they will carry gun, give me. I'll go support. They will be cutting bones. I'll be holding bones. That's what Dr. Faguaro. Even when they are nurses, he will say, oh, come here, brother. What am I saying? Be humble. Am I not in UK today? Can they call me to come and drive combi to go and buy? Do you understand? Where you are going is important. Be humble. Children, hear me, youth, be humble. The late teenage, the middle teenage. When I say middle teenage, 14, 15. If you are 14, 15, say amen. 14, 15, say amen. Be humble. Be humble. Your mom is not your mate. Your dad is not your mate. Your teacher is not your mate. Don't go to school and pop up. That teacher has been teaching before you start school, before you are born. One of Jeremiah, head of year, I taught him from year 7 to year 13. He's now almost an assistant head teacher. I taught him from year 7 to year 13. He's head of history and politics. You understand? The money he has, I may not have it again. No. The day I went to a school, I was saying yes, sir, to him. I said, no, sir. Please be humble. Tell somebody beside you, be humble. Please, one prayer we are going to pray. We are far beyond that time today. We're supposed to close 12:30 as we promised. But that discussion, we cannot stop it. I want you to bow down your heads and pray. Lord, let the fruit of the Spirit, let it grow in my family. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Teach us from above. As you pray for yourself, pray for all other members of your family. Only one person cannot do it. For it to grow in the family, everybody has to be involved. I want you to pray and say, Lord, help us as a family, as individuals, to develop this fruit of the Spirit in our home, to develop love in our home, to develop joy in our home, to develop peace in our home, to develop long-suffering, to develop gentleness, to develop faith, to develop goodness in our home. That our home will be like the example Jesus wanted to see. Thank you, Father. We worship, we adore you. Lord, we glorify your holy name. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Our Lord and our Father, we say thank you. You have been good to us. Everything we have discussed today, Lord, let us be able to practicalize it in our home. Amen. Help us, oh God, that our home will be peaceful. Amen. Our home will enjoy peace of God. Amen. That your glory and your mercy will be upon our life. Amen. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Let's put our hands together for ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do we see this session today? It was great. Thank you. So we fix another one.